Ervin Perakei Mishnah Zayin. We continue with the halachis of being kevei shvisa. We're not talking over here about measuring anymore, like we were talking in the first chelik of the Mishnah of this parak. We're talking more in the inyanim of where you're kevei shvisa when you send an eruv and you were mechaven to be in someplace else. Kimavur misha haya b'mizrach va'amal levnoi. He sent a shliach benoi. It just happens to be, but it could be anybody. And he tells his son, Orivli B'marv. So the situation is like this. He's at his bayis is at location A. He's off to the Mizrach side within 2,000 amas of his home. He sends his son. He really wants to go on Shabbos. He's now in the Mizrach, but he really wants to go even further than the 2,000 amas to the Mayriv side of his house. So he says, Levnoi Orivli B'marv. Go make an Erev 2,000 or within 2,000 Amas. By the way, now that we learned this last Perek and a half, we now know that 2,000 Amas is not exactly 2,000 Amas. 2,000 Amas plus another 4. So he tells his son, go within 2,000 Amas towards the Ma'ariv. Or conversely, B'Ma'ariv, he's standing B'Ma'ariv, Vam Levnoi, Orev Li B'Mizrach, either one. Im Yesh He'menu Levesei Alpayim Amas. He's within 2,000 amas from his house. The problem is that the Erev was put mistakenly more than 2,000 amas away from the house. So now, the Erev is not going to be attainable from his bayis. He could go now to his bayis, and he'd go to the Erev. If you're going to say he's koine shvisa by the Erev, which is what he wanted, he's not going to be able to get there on Shabbos. Because then he's not home anymore. His mokoim for Shabbos is by the Erev. He's now 4,000 amas away from the Erev. Or more accurately, the mistake wasn't that glaring. His house, let's say, is 1,500 amas away from where he is. And the Erev was another 800. So it's sachar 2,300. He's not home anymore. He's over there. He can't get there. So the Erev is meaningless to him. By definition, then, the Erev is not going to be chal. It's not going to work for him. He's left him shvisas beisoy, and that's where he is. He is now kavua bebeisoy, where he started before he tried to make an Erev. So that's what the Mishnah calls mutil lebeisoy. That's his place. Vosle ruva. He has no access. He can't get to Erev. He's not going to shvisa there. What about the flip side? If le ruva alpayim amo ulebeisoy, Yoisimikan. Now, it's a little bit difficult to be mitzayir. How could it be? What was he trying to set up? He's more than 2,000 amas away from his house. What was he doing here at the beginning of Shabbos? It doesn't make any sense. So what you have to say is over here, the Gemara's mitzayir, that he's like on an angle where he's within 2,000 amas from the Erev. Let's say picture him standing at location A, and his Erev is 2,000 amas straight ahead. His house is on an angle, and from where he is, he had a mistaken impression that he could get Lebesoy, and then he could go Leiruvoy. It's not going to work, because Lebesoy is more than 2,000 amas. So then by definition, his bias is Fapachkit, he can't be kind of shvisa Lebesoy, and then by definition, he wants to, and he's forced to be kind of shvisa by his Erev, where he wanted to be. Which the Mishnah calls also lebeisoy mutar leiruvoy. Now it's important to point out over here in the first case where he wanted to be kevei shvisa, and lemaisa it's not going to work because it's more than 2,000 amas away. He's going to have to stay at home. Why don't we say he was oikir himself mebeisoy, and now he's stuck, and he doesn't have dalet amas? We had such a thing when somebody's hoylich derech and he wants to be kevei shvisa someplace and it doesn't work, so now he's left with dalet amas. This is a kasha that the Rishonim grapple with. Rashi already asked this kasha. Rashi says there's a fundamental difference between somebody who's oikir himself from an arbitrary place when he's going baderech, not really his ikir mokum. A bias of a person's not oikir himself, even when he was mechavim to put someplace else, if it doesn't work out over there, there's always a fallback option. There's nothing like home. Being that home is home, so that's his ikim okim shvisa. If it's not going to work out, he always has in the back of his head they should have Beiser. Similar, a person's not Iker himself me Beiser. That's one solution. Most of the Rishonim will go with this Mahalok. The Rajba says such a word. Rabbi Yonason says a different word. A Lamdish word. That when a person by himself was Kevei Shvi, he said, no, your decision, you're a Baal Bechira, you chose point A instead of point B. If you decided, you decided. You Iker yourself in point B. You Shtelt yourself avek. You will convey yourself by point A. If it doesn't work out by point A, so you're nishtay, nishtay, you're stuck. Mashenkin over here, where a person sends somebody else, hey, yoist, there's a shlichus. We learned in the third pack. To put down the bread over there and be kevei shviso. When a shliach is doing something which is ultimately going to cause him harm, over here the shliach would put down eruv. Where it's not accessible, he'd be stuck. So we say that botla shlichus, this is called b'loshon chazal. Whenever you send somebody and he's going to buy something but it's not the right product and so on and so forth, buying, selling, doing, usually in Chayshim Mishpon Yonim, it's called L'takune Shadrosich. I was Mamani you a shliach L'takain V'loy Lavuse, not to be Mavis, not to be Mekalkomi. Over here, by if you'd be kind of the Shvis over there, even though I was the one who sent you, it's my mistake. But since that turns out to be a mistake, it's not what I want, and the shlichus is bottle. That's what Benny Anderson says built here. Hanoisen eseruvay bibura shalir. Here the Mishnah is saying something else, which is should be obvious to us after the dinim that we learned till now, is that if his person was koine shvisa bibura shalir in the ibur shalir, he hasn't accomplished anything. Because you anyway start your alpayim after the ear if you're from the b'neo ear. So the point is over here that even though he did it, he wasn't kind of shvisa over there and oiker over here. He's mibnei finished. Nisone chutz l'tchum. This is more similar to the first part of this Mishnah, where he put the eruv in a mokum which is chutz l'tchum afilo ama achas. Mashiniskar hu mafsid. The mefarshim all don't have the words the word afilo ama achas. What we're talking about over here is somebody who put his eruv not out of the tchum where it's inaccessible. He put it out of what we call the tchum of a city, the Ibur Shalir. So you have a city. He went outside of the city, 1,000 amos, let's say, to the mizrach of the city. He put down his eruv. That's where, because obviously he wants to travel in that direction. He wants to go 2,000 amos from there. Now, that means that he's using 1,000 amos to that direction, the mizrach. So what about in the marav of the city? Let's say he wants to go out from the marav side. How much room will he have? One could argue that he's no longer Mipneo ear, he was kind of Shvisa outside the ear. And because of that, the ear klape him, the ear is not Kulik Kedalar Amas, because it's not his Mokim. A Mokim where it's Shaykh to a person is Kulik Kedalar Amas. But over here, the ear is not his place. He's based. He was kind of Shvisa outside the ear. So we could say that his 2,000 Amas stops in the middle of the city. No, we don't say that. Since it's within the Tchum, so he has 1,000 Amas, the ear is Kulik Kedalar Amas. We see him as Mibnei Ho'ir Klape that the ear is Kulei Kedal Ramas, and then he has a full 1,000 on the other side. Now there's one other point that the Rav makes, which is essential over here, and it's Mavur Mukhrak from this Mishnah and the contrast to the Mishnah afterwards, and that is, when do we say that Koloye Kulei Kedal Ramas? That means he puts his ear of 1,000 Amas on the Mizrach side of this city, and we say that the whole city is Eni Oiloi, not the amount of Amos that it is, but it's Kule Kedalar Amos, like anybody who's Shavas Bo'ir. Even though he's not a Shavas Bo'ir, we still look at the ear as Kule Kedalar Amos, and then he has another 1,000 on the other side. When do we say that? Only when the city is a small city, that the whole city is Muvla B'techatchum. That means even though he took his Eruv, 1,000 Amos on the Mizrach, 2,000 amas from there towards the Meiriv will encompass the whole city. Because of that, we see the city as within his Mokom of Alpayim, and therefore the whole city becomes Kule Kedalar Amas. Again, a city is Kedalar Amas ad kamo that it's his Mokom. Mashein Kein, let's say he put his Erev, like we're saying, to the 1,000, to the Mizrach side. But the city is a regular city, it's a large city, it's 10,000, 20,000 amas. And now his 2,000 amos going towards Maariv, he has 2,000 amos extending to the Mizruch, which is where he wants to go tomorrow afternoon to hear the drasha. Now he has 2,000 amos the other way. Those 2,000 amos stop in the middle of the city. Why? Since his Mokka in Be'etzim, he was kind of Shvisa outside the city. The city itself is not his Mokoim because 2,000 amos away from where he was kind of Shvisa stops in the middle. The city's not his place. He has 1,000 amos to the middle of the city. Vizeh huzeh. This is a very crucial point. The Rav makes the cheshbon here. Now the Mashmos of the Rav is interesting. It's Mefurish and the Rambam. It's passing away in Shulchan Aruch. The numbers that we just said are slightly inaccurate. This that he has 1,000 amos if he's... Again, he put his air of 1,000 amas to the Mizruch side. The whole city is encompassed in his air, so he has another 1,000 amas to the Maariv side. That's not 100% true. He doesn't have 1,000, because we just say, Kol Eir Kula Kedalad Amas. Remember, the ear is not his place. He's not Libnei Ho'ir. He was Shavas to the Mizruch of the ear. It's just that the ear is Kula Kedalad Amas, because it's all within his Tchum, so it's Dalad Amas. How much does he have to the Maariv side? 996, minus the 4. Seems to be a shita in Rishen that holds not that way, but this is the way it's kipaskim lahalocha. This is the essential pshat in this Mishnah, except that now we'll make things a little more complicated. What we just said is the shita of the Rambam, Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch. The Tur Lemaisa is not so nochis to one Nakuda in the Rambam. The way we just said it, if somebody puts his Erev on the Mizruch side, 1,000 amas, and the city is a large city, and because of that, his 2,000, from where he put his Erev ends in the middle of the city, Lemaisa, he'd only be allowed to go up to that point. So what would be with a person who puts his Erev Taka 1,000 amas to the Mizruch side, and he lives on the far side, the Maariv side of the city, he can't go home. The Torah is matmi on the Rambam because of that, and he says that, of course, the ear is Kulei Kedalad Amas, insofar as you're the fact that you're allowed to go in the city. That means this fellow who's from the city, put his Eruv to the Mizruch side, of course the ear klape him. It's enough his place that he's allowed to go the whole city. The whole city, of course, is Kedalad Amas. It's all his place. It's just because he was oiker himself to make an Eruv to that side, you don't say that the whole city of thousands of amas is kulei kedalad, that he has 1,000 on the other side. That not. Because it's not his mokum shvisa, it's his mokum lino. The Torah makes a distinction that of course the ear is kulei kedalad amas. Remember all these ideas of mekoimoi. Kulei kedalad amas, is it the dalad amas? Is it the alpayim? These are all relative concepts. So memela behadroga, the ear is Kulei Kedalad Amas. He's allowed, of course he's allowed to go home, because he's part of the city enough that the ear is Kulei Kedalad Amas. But he won't be allowed to consider the city the thousands of Amas as Kulei Kedalad Amas to be able to go 1,000 Amas to the other side. This that we'll see in the next Mishnah, Yetz Hashem, that there is a case where a person does get stuck in the middle of the city. That's only where it's not really his place, where he's in Gansen out of his tchum. So there, what makes the city your place? Like you are shavas, you're a hoylich baderech, you are shavas, and you have an eruv on the road. So even if you're within 2,000 amas, you get into the city within 2,000 amas from your eruv, the city has no shaykhs to you. But the case that we're talking about is, you live in that place, for you it's kulei kedalad amas. Now you will oiker yourself and you will kind of shvisa to the Mizruch side because you want to go here at drasha, but the city is still shaykh to you. So you can't go to the Maariv side of the city. That you don't have. But the city itself, of course, you're allowed to be hoylich soviv. But my sabot shits are brought in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Tov Ches, the Mechaba Paskins kedarka like the Rambam, and the Ramo takes on like the Torah. You'd be allowed to walk the whole city kulei kedalad amas insofar as you're walking in the city is concerned, you just won't have the other side. Mishnah Ches. The Yisoidis of Mishnah Ches are the Yisoidis that we just explained in Mishnah Dalet. Anshe Ir Gedoyla Mahalchen is called Ir Ketana. Ir Gedoyla and Ir Ketana we have over here like this. We have a place that's a regular sized city, and then we have a little village. Now, they're not one place because there's more than 141 and a third amas separating the two. Kimavur Lil. So they're two places. The Anshe Ir Gedoyla, stretches for 10 miles. You have Mamish, the city of New York. You could walk for 25 miles. Kulikadala Ramas, no problem. Now, let's say the Anshi Igdala want to walk in the Mizrach direction. A little bit to the Mizrach direction, like we said, more than 140 Amas away from them, is an Ir Katana. That Ir Katana is only 500 Amas wide. Mamish, a little tiny dorf. Based on what we just understood, since the whole Ir Katana, let's say, is 500 Amas from the edge of the Ir Gedayla, which is where their Tchum starts for all the Anshi Ir Gedayla walking in the Mizrach direction, the 500 Amas, then you have an Ir Katana, which is 500 Amas. That 500 Amas doesn't take away from their 2,000, because since the whole thing is within their Tchum, it's Kulay Gedalat Amas. So they walk 500. They walk the full 500 without taking away. Maybe it takes away four, like we said, that's Machlok Sujainim. And then they have another 1,000, or at least 996, going further past the Iktana. That's called Mahalchin is called Iktana. However, the Ein Anshe Iktana Mahalchin is called Iqdolo, the Hezbir is Pashut. The Tchum of the Anshe Iktana going in the Mayriv direction towards the Iqdolo goes 500 Amas. The whole Ir Gedayla is not within their Tchum. They're Kolsami Dose Be'emtza Ha'ir. So where do they get to? They get to the middle of the city. Over here it's Pashut, by the way, that they only get to the middle of the city and they can't go the whole city. They can't walk through the whole Ir Gedayla. Not only can't they walk 1,000 Amas on the other side of the Ir Gedayla, or 1,500 Amas on the other side of the Ir Gedayla, they can't walk at all past. Why? Because the Ir Gedayla is not their place at all. They weren't long there. It's not their real place, and it's not their kind of shvisa artificial Hilchas Eruv Tchum Dika place. So what do they have in the Ir Gedayla? Nothing. It's not Kuli Gedayla Amas L'Gabem. Only in the previous mission, like we said, over there there's the Shita of the tour where maybe the Ir Gedayla would be considered Kuli Gedayla Amas, at least to be able to walk around the whole city. Here not. So they're stuck. They have their 500 Amas between the Katana and the Gedayla. And then they have another 1,500 Amas in Zelza. The Mishnah says, Ketzad, it sounds like it's an explanation of the first case. Lamaisa doesn't read that well. The Gemara makes like a Chesurim Echzura. That what we're really doing is the way we just read the first part of the Mishnah, that is the Emes. We're talking in the first part of the Mishnah about Anshi Yigdala, Anshi Yigdala. Nobody made an Eruvet Chumim. They want to go for a walk. The Anshi Ir Gedayla could go for a further walk because the whole Ir Katana for them is Kula Gedala Rams. They could take a Shpatzir past the Ir Katana. The Anshi Ir Katana can't even take a tour around the Ir Gedayla. They can only walk 1,500 Amas into the Ir Gedayla. What the Mishnah says now, Ketzad, is Chesurim Echzera, that Bamedvar Mamurim Kilu, by somebody who didn't make an Eruv Itchuvim. However, Misha Hoya Bi Ir Gedayla, is a different case. Here we're talking about somebody, the Anshe Ir Katana, made their Eruve Tchumen in the Ir Gedayla. That means the Anshe Ir Gedayla want to walk quite a bit further past, on the Mizrach, past the Ir Katana. The Anshe Ir Katana want to walk past the Ir Gedayla. So the Tanakama over here holds that since you put your Eruv down, the Anshi Gedayla is not as wichtig, but the Anshi Iktano want to be able to walk around the Gedayla. They want to be able, they want a Shabbos, walk into the Gedayla, you go to this Shtibel, you go to that Minyan, you go to that Chazin. So what do? They put their Eruv down the Gedayla. Since they were kind of Shvis in the Gedayla, even though it's not their place, naturally, but it becomes Kuli Gedala Ramas. Why? Because they were kind of Shvis there. So now they could walk the whole city. That the Anshi Ir Gedayla that anyways have the Ir Katana b'toch tchumam. If they put their Eruv down the Ir Katana, that's for sure that the Ir Katana is Kula Gedala Ramas, and they can walk much further past the Ir Katana. That is the Shita of the Tanakama. On that Nekuda, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva is Cholik. Ein loy elo mimokim eruve alpayim amav. They cannot walk the whole Ir Gedayla. Rabbi Kiva's Nekuda is that when a person is kind of shvisa, artificially, in an ear, that ear is not his natural place. It doesn't become Kuli Gedala Ramas. When is an ear Kuli Gedala Ramas that all the members of a city, all the residents, have the whole city as Kuli Gedala Ramas with the Ibura ear, and then you mark it off, the Tabla Merubas, and then you start making 2,000 Amas? All that is only by people that are naturally what we call lon bo'isayir. A person who shovas bo'isayir, he doesn't have the kulin kedal anamas. Now that the Tanakam argues. So this is the distinction that we pointed out when again the two Mishnayos. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva is going to be mizvakeach with the Tanakam using other dugmois. When do we say that a mokoim is kulin kedal anamas?